Decompress from the first one. How do you feel now looking back on that first game, and what are some of the things you learned from it?
I think there's a lot to learn, the good, the bad. There's some plays I'd like to have back, but at the same time, there's some good things. And really now we've moved forward from that. We learned from it. We're going to take advantage of this bye week, and then it's time to get ready for our next opponent in Philadelphia.
What are some of the finer points of your game that you think you need to improve on?
I mean, there's just little subtle things that I think overall try to get better at, little mechanical things. Just continue to grow as a player, you know, get more and more comfortable out there. I don't know if I can pinpoint one exact thing. There's just a lot of little details I'd like to get better at.
At this level, are you finding that it's basically knowing your opponent better than really coming down to the mechanics? Is it more study time versus...
I think that's a lot of it. I can still remember that I was told a long time ago that the hardest thing to do in sports is win an NFL game. And I think there's so much. I mean, they have great coaches. They have great players, too. So it's just every day. I mean, you never know who's going to win. And I think the preparation is a huge part of that. But I feel like we've prepared really well, watched a lot of film. But, yeah, so, I mean, I think it's probably more about getting mentally prepared. But the little mechanical things can help as well.
Looking back at the tape too, did you see that maybe the Cardinals were trying to bait you into stuff being new to the game here?
Not really. I think they had their game plan, and they did a good job actually executing their plan. But I don't know if they were really trying to bait me into much. I was able to see a lot of what they were doing, and I recognized the coverages and their disguises based off the film we'd watched and what the coaches had told me.
I know you completed like balls to 9 different receivers, so you spread it around, obviously. But the downfield throws, and I'm sure the coverage had a lot to do with this. Is that an element that you'll have to show complete on tape to kind of help your running game a little bit?
Yeah, I think we will. At the same time, we want to get completions, and if something underneath is there, I'm going to take it if it's not there down the field. But as we continue to evolve, hopefully we'll get some deep passes down there. And that'll help our running game out.
Mike, a lot of rookie quarterbacks talk about, you know, the speed of the game from college to the NFL. You played quite a bit, you know, in the preseason, but were you surprised or did you expect the speed of the game to be amped up the way it was?
Everyone had told me so much about how much the speed is going to be faster than even preseason. So, really, I thought the guys up front, when there's not a tremendous pass rush, that's when things slow down, you know. And when there's guys right in your face, that's when the chaos is. And I think the guys up front did a good job keeping them away from me. I thought the speed was – I was comfortable with the speed. I felt comfortable back there in the pocket, and I was able to see things down the field and just see everything and not feel uncomfortable.
Do you see guys view you any differently with one start under your belt now compared to last week, or is it the same as teammates?
I think there's always a little more something too. I don't know what it is, but when you're the starting quarterback, you're looked at differently, and I think that's expected, that they're looking for you to be the guy. So just everything the quarterback does is always being watched, but when you're the starting guy, it's even amped up even more. So I'm aware of that, and it's something that I like and expect.
As a rookie walking into a huddle with Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams and Carl Nix and Davin Joseph and those kind of guys, were you hesitant at all to express, hey, guys, let's go, quit goofing around? I mean, there's moments in every huddle, not every huddle, but every game where a quarterback's got to really take charge there. I mean, how did you feel in those moments?
I feel comfortable. Those guys have really done a good job making me feel comfortable. You know, they've been extremely complimentary and encouraging, that they know that it's the quarterback's in control of the huddle, and those guys have all eyes on me when I walk in. And they've really just done a really good job of just kind of making me feel like I belong out there and that I'm in charge.
You can't control the schedule, but the bye week came after your first start. Advantage, or you just wish you could go right back out there Sunday?
I think a little bit of both, but I think there is part is an advantage to it. Just getting an extra week to get prepared last week at this time, I didn't really know what it was like to play in an NFL game, and now I do. So I have an extra week to kind of mentally prepare for the next one get ready for the Eagles.
they brought back said that,
you know, this is at 0-4, you know, they've said you got to stick together. Have you gone out of your way a little bit and like bonded with some of these guys, offense, defense, and more of the team now that you're a starter?
Yeah, I mean, I think the tough times kind of bring everyone closer, and we're all in this together. So there's kind of going to have to be a closer bond between everybody. But yeah, I think all the guys are really supporting one another, and I don't think our heads are down. We're looking forward, and we're going to push on.
Nice to have Chris Owusu and Taekwon Underwood back. You threw to those guys a lot.
Yeah, I did. Both those guys are really talented. Taekwon obviously has been around the league for a little while and made a lot of plays, and it's great to have him back. And then Chris Owusu in the preseason he was hurt, but in practice we saw what he was capable of doing, and he before he got hurt he was doing a lot of special things. So to have both of those guys I think will help us.
Mike, you had mentioned guys in the locker room looking at you as being the guy. What's it been like in the public around Tampa Bay now that you're the starter?
I haven't really gone out. I've grabbed dinner a few times, but you know, nothing's really I don't really feel any more noticed other than I'm tall and stick out no matter what. But I'm much more noticed back in North Carolina than I am here right now. We'll see. Maybe it'll change.
You got 4 days off. How are you planning on recharging? Make sure you're fresh enough for the whole season.
I'm just staying here, hanging out. We'll come in and get some extra work in and get prepared for next week.
Have you interacted with Josh much this week? Has he had anything to say to you about how you did last week?
Josh has been great. He's been so supportive. He's been nothing but a great teammate to me, and I really respect him for that. I can't say what he's going through, but I imagine it's a tough time because it would be for me, but he's been a great teammate, always been there for me, and his attitude towards me has not changed.
Any good advice you've gotten from him?
You know, he just said after the game it's a long journey. This one game and for a whole career to just learn from it and keep your head up, and you know it's just gonna be it's a long journey.
Great. Thank you.